Well,
gonna call you corn the way you go through some shit and come out the same.
Coming at you live, 97.5.
Let's go! Oh, yeah.
Great.
Well, fire it back up
and run that shit.
To Drop Dice, the internet's favorite D&D podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Someone's favorite.
It's a mindset.
It's because the shit joke.
It's a mindset.
Yeah. Where we last left the party off, they are still on Sartosa.
Mm-hmm.
They are deep underneath the Temple of Manon that has been overtaken by Tzeentch worshippers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was, but we beat their asses.
Yes, but now a book is about to beat all of your asses.
And we recruited the Tzeentch worshippers.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
Yeah, your cultists are all locked upstairs in a room.
Dude, but also...
they're all just doing the shoo-bada-do fucking circle jerk in that room.
The shoo-bada-do? What the fuck?
The fuck? Have you not seen that?
No.
Oh my god, okay.
Fig is...
Afropod.
Oh, is it that meme that's going around with all the people like... Meh.
The ritual
yeah,
one?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's...
Yeah,
okay.
They're all doing that.
That joke is gonna age so well in, like, 2 months. It's not even gonna be a year.
What makes
very cool.
Why? I don't know.
Very cool. Way to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're upstairs doing that. You guys are downstairs. You have seen this magical floating book that's shooting out sparks and magical auras.
I'm about to dispel the poop out of this magic.
Gregor has dispelled the magic on the shield around it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, while this is happening, Fargrim and Kronk have been compelled to read the book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't know where Ack went. Ack was here with you, and then
he's
gone.
He do be doing that.
Probably found a bird.
He did say he was going to kill a seagull earlier, so that's likely.
Very cool.
He said, "I'm sick of waiting for Kronk. I'm going to go find that seagull."
his deal with powers definitely did not come through to bite him in the keister.
No, it's definitely the seagull.
Yeah. Let's go around and introduce ourselves. I am Amber, your DM.
I am Fig playing Kronk Enator, reader of books, sometimes involuntarily. We're going to see how this one goes.
Okay.
I'm Greg. I stay battle tested. That's all I got today.
We're going to find out what Greg's got.
Stay battle tested.
We're gonna find out at all times.
Yep.
I'm Cindy playing Fargrim, Dwarf Slayer. Not typically a reader of books, but this one particularly, I guess, is quite enticing. So,
cool. I'm going to have you guys...
It has pictures.
Let's see.
Work?
We love pictures.
Fargrim and Kronk, I'm going to have you guys roll off against each other.
Okay.
What
kind of...
Just a D20.
Okay.
Oh.
18.
Wait, am I still astral projecting?
Yes.
I'm still ass projecting? Okay.
Ass-jecting.
What's your passive perception mode?
PP, it's 10.
Okay, yeah, you wouldn't notice them.
9.
9?
18.
Fargrim, you're going first.
Let's go Farge.
No, I did not want to go first.
I didn't either.
Dude, imagine if you went first, though, and it just doesn't affect you at all, and you're like, this is some good shit.
Right.
Yeah, this is a lot
That's
of good
a
knowledge.
Good book.
So,
good the world building
book.
Is legit.
10 out of 10 on Goodreads for this one. Fucking.
Man.
Hell yeah, dude.
Fargrim's not that smart, man.
Number
like, he's
one.
Not. This ain't it for him.
Farge do be farging.
Fargrim,
yes.
You.
He's farging.
Are reading the book, and this is like the most interesting book you've ever read.
I'm a pretty slow reader, so
you like
it's Charlotte's Web.
Feel part of yourself like almost like shift a little bit.
Oh,
whoa!
Do I like this shift?
It's different, but it's not bad.
Okay,
he's reading Twilight. my boy, Team Edward for sure.
I feel like he wouldn't be Team Edward.
Send us a
what
drop
team
a comment.
Would he be?
Yeah, drop us a comment. What team do you think Fargrim would be?
There's two teams,
team Edward,
there?
Team
Jacob. Edward,
Peter,
Jacob.
Jacob. That's what it was. I feel like
I want the listener's voice on that for everyone though.
I could never be Team Jacob. You fucking.
He's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Really? Spoilers. Sorry.
I never read Twilight. And I've only seen like the first two movies, if that.
I'm very sorry for bringing this up. Derailing. Let's run it. Let's get it. Let's
okay.
Circle back.
Fargrim.
I'm so sorry.
You appear in a long hallway.
Okay.
It is dark purple carpeting in front of you and behind
you. Transcending.
You're somewhere. along the sides of the hallway, there are doors.
Oh, God.
And, like, matching purple wall hangings. So, like, the ceiling is, like, gilded gold with, like, a purple. The walls are purple and gold, and the floor is this plush purple carpeting.
I just know there's a lot going on right now. If you just want to let me know, like, Gregor's whole thing is he's going to cast Dispel Magic on the book again. But yes. I understand, like, that can't be instant. Just let me know when that can happen.
Can cool. do.
Just know I'm in the background, like, special beam cannon so charging
the,
it up.
The timing of this is you hit the first one,
yeah.
and then they started to read. Okay. So you just haven't quite had time to maybe
sure.
hit that
yeah.
second
one. I just wanted to put that out there and be like, as soon as possible, that second one is firing.
Okay, cool.
But nice. Said.
So my first thought is, I just want to feel this carpet.
Okay.
It seems like a really nice carpet. And we've been in kind of like a shithole.
Is this Fargrim doing like E for the first time?
I don't know, dude, but I was like, man, but like, I'm looking down.
It is
down. I'm like, man, this is some nice ass carpet.
So plush. This is like the softest thing you have ever touched in your life.
Nice, dude.
Like you like sink into it.
That's
but you're still supported a little bit.
Okay.
Which is new for Fargrim because being, you know, 480 pounds, usually he fully sinks. But this time,
cut.
Yeah.
That's deep into the cut. He's 480.
Fuck.
you don't want to see him on a bulk.
Yeah,
it's
man, that's
amazing.
Yeah, that's nice. That's super nice. Anyways, do I still have Kazook? I'm gonna look at, I'm just gonna
as
like
you, as you think about it, an axe appears in your hand.
Okay.
It is not screaming though.
It's not screaming.
It's not screaming.
Is it? I'm gonna roll and see if it's my axe.
Okay, yeah. Roll investigation.
That's gonna be a 14.
It looks like Kazook and it feels like Kazook.
But it's not screaming.
But it's not screaming.
That's not like Kazook.
It's not like Kazook at all. Kazook hasn't really stopped screaming.
My boy.
Since you found him.
My boy. I'm not gonna trust it. He's not talking to me. He's not. Yeah, this feels weird. This doesn't feel like Kazook. All right, so that's kind of throwing me off right now. Kind of bumming me out. All right. Well, that's fucking weird. Okay, I'm gonna. Does everything else like on me look normal? Like,
yeah, you look like yourself. The clothes you're wearing look like the clothes you were wearing.
I still.
You notice that like.
I still have my fanny pack.
You do have your fanny pack.
Okay. Got some important things in there.
Just a couple.
Let's not lose that.
We can't. All right. I guess I'm gonna start like walking down the hallway. Okay. I'm gonna see real quick. Actually,
Millie,
that's on me.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, that was me. I was what seeing if this was a player's handbook, but it was not.
Not.
It is not.
What are you trying to look up?
I'm pretty sure I don't know the exact terminology.
Is this a barbarian
but,
thing?
Yeah, it's a barbarian thing. Also, actually, you know what? Kazook has a similar thing. Supernatural awareness, where I can detect good and evil. So I'm going to speak to Kazook.
It's cool dice.
Kazook does not answer.
So at this point, like, I'm pretty confident this isn't my ex. Okay.
It's a very good fake, but it is a fake.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do I recall what I was doing before I showed up here?
You remember you were at the Temple of Manon.
Yeah.
And you went down in the basement, and there was something about a book, but then it just kind of gets fuzzy, and then you've been here for 10 minutes?
Okay.
2 years? Kind of hard to tell.
Can I discern that, like, the reason we were there is because of Tzeentch?
Yeah, you would remember that.
Like, all right, so I'm like, you know what? This is probably some
fuckery.
Some fuckery, yeah.
Yeah.
changer of ways. All right. I'm going to go down and open up one of the doors, the closest door.
You open up a door, and inside you see an exact matching hallway.
I'm opening another door.
Exact same hallway.
Are they all the same? I'm gonna just
as run you're through. Like running down opening doors, they all seem to lead back to the exact same hallway.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
You hear
we all fam.
What's your passive perception?
12.
12?
Yeah.
You hear a soft fluttering sound from behind you.
I'll turn around.
Nothing behind you.
Nothing behind me. Okay. I'm going to go down one of the halls.
Okay. You go down. It's carpeting. So plush. So comfortable. So soft on your feet. You walk for like 10 minutes.
Okay.
20 minutes.
Same thing. Doors aligned.
Doors lined. It's hard to tell if you've even moved. It's that much the same.
Okay. And then the end of the hallway is just a wall.
There is no end of the hallway.
There's no end.
Like,
of the
as you walk, there's just more hallway, and then you look behind you,
and more doors, and more hallway, and more doors.
Mm-hmm.
This is my nightmare!
That little fluttering sound behind you is getting louder.
All right. obviously, something's here. I'm going to try to speak to it. Hey, I can sense something's going on. Someone's here. Why don't you just save us both a little bit of time and let's figure this out. Let's figure this out together.
It's never that simple, bro.
Hello?
Flying out.
Come on out.
One of the doorways is a little bird.
Hey, Borb.
And it's going to look at you and kind of cock its head.
I've heard about birds.
And you realize it has it has two heads.
Well, that's weird. All right.
It's on sight with that motherfucker, dude.
I can't recall whether or not Gregor talked to us about the specifics of what
he said, and this is not an exact quote, but I believe he said he got transported to a realm of Tzeentch.
Yeah.
He saw a bird.
Yes.
And he threw his tooth at it.
Okay.
I believe was the summary of what Gregor told you guys.
Shit. Okay. I know. I've heard about you.
So you brought me a gift?
No
gift
is required. Well, you know, I'd love to bring you a gift, but I was fresh out, you know. Didn't know I was coming here today. If I did, I would have been better prepared. Might have brought some cookies. Maybe one of the Zangor heads. I don't know.
You have always been summoned here. You will never leave.
Well, you know, this is pretty nice carpet, so maybe I don't want to leave.
That is
live in luxury.
Choice.
Yeah. Yeah, I was summoned here, obviously. Thank you for that very obvious comment. Which head said that?
The first head.
The first
head. The one on the left.
The one on the left. Okay. All right. Yeah, I was summoned here. I don't know how or why, but I'm here now. So what do you want from me?
You've been chosen as a champion.
I am failed. A champion. I fail at nothing. But I am a champion. Well, I don't know if I'm your champion, but I am a champion. So you're correct in that. That's the left head that said that? You're on something, buddy.
The left head starting it off. You would never be our champion.
I know.
You're the only one we would choose.
No, I will never be your champion. That's correct.
You will never be. You will always be.
You want me to be, but I won't be.
What gift do you bring? No gift is required.
I don't know what kind of lift. I don't know what kind of gifts do you like. You know,
what gift do you bring? No gift is required.
Let's see here. I got some. Well, okay. I'm gonna open up my fanny pack. Is there anything in it? Okay, I'm gonna
inside
reach in.
Your fanny pack.
Mm-hmm.
There is a pocket knife, a packet of gum, a little bit of string, and a little bit of like fluff.
So a packet of gum, string, and fluff. What was the first thing?
A pocket knife.
A pocket knife. Okay. All right.
And you know what? There's a bottle opener in there too.
Nice. Okay.
Nice.
All
right. Yeah. Okay. Very okay. Okay. Cool. Well, you know, can't use that without my ale, but whatever. All right. I got some gum. You want some gum? It's pretty tasty. Have you ever tried it? You should try it. Here, take
we
some.
We do not eat mortal food.
Well, it's not food. It's just, you just chew on it. You don't swallow. You know what I'm saying?
Mortal food is all we will consume.
See, that's contradictory, but okay. okay. I don't know. What kind of gifts do you bring me? I feel like this could be a give and take situation here. Maybe we can help each other out.
You have come here.
No, you brought me here.
You will never leave.
Yeah. but clearly you brought me here because you want something from me, right? So, like, why don't you tell me what you want from me?
What gift
and then
do you have?
No, maybe I can give something to you, you know? I have my gift of being fucking awesome. Well, I feel like that's not going to help you. Because I can't give that.
Both voices at once. I gift you the voice of truth.
You gift me the voice of truth? Interesting. My truth or your truth?
I gift you the voice of truth.
How do I obtain this?
What gift have you brought? No gift is required.
I'll see. Okay. What gift have I brought? I can gift you a memory.
It kind of looks at you intently, as if it's interested in this.
Okay. Well, I feel like you long for dark things. So I'm going to gift you the memory of one of my biggest embarrassments and why I became a slayer. So I'm going to go into the tale of that, unless you can just see into my head and then we can make this a lot faster.
It lets you tell the whole story. And I'm assuming this is the story
of me going to war with the king, even though I knew I shouldn't have, and leaving my family behind, and then coming back with apparently unbearable PTSD that led me to slaying them, thinking that they were the enemy.
You know what I just thought of, though? Not to break up the moment, but that scene from the other guys was like, sometimes to tell a story, you need to start at the end, then go back to the beginning, and then go to the middle to flesh it out, and then you jump back.
Yeah, Fargrim's not a storyteller.
I just thought of that with Fargrim. Like, I would imagine it's just this discombobulated, like,
yeah, so,
look at the king, you know?
Yeah, so, you know.
Okay.
Because he's just going through it.
Yeah, so know? Just a lot of, you know, a lot of hardship there, a lot of emotions.
Emotional.
I've damage. Killed a lot of things because of it. You know? And I'm going to continue to kill things.
Your gift is accepted. Your gift
oh,
is refused.
Oh, shit, dude. Sick. Oh. Well, I feel like if it was accepted, I probably wouldn't be here.
What truth do you seek?
The
we
truth.
Shall give you the answers.
Well, that's a loaded question. I guess I guess, like, for me, it would be like, see, the truth I'm going for right here is, like, my truth. So I feel like you can't give that to me because, like, really the truth I'm looking to find is whether or not I'll truly ever believe that I will regain any kind of honor after what I did through death or through crazy feats like killing the Yash. So I can give you Nagash's death if you'd let me out of here. But my truth right now, I feel like you can't give to me. Kinda. Or unless you want to tell me how to get out of here. I mean, but I feel like you won't. So
the bird is going to kind of look at you and it's going to fly to the other side of the room. And in a voice that's eerily familiar, but you can't quite place.
Okay.
You've always been forgiven. I will never let this go. And then we're going to move to Kronk.
Oh,
Kronk,
shit.
You show up in a familiar, misty throne room.
How do you do, fellow kids?
Interestingly enough, though, the guy talking with you, it's not the big man himself. It is a giant, 12-foot-tall, two-headed bird man with a big staff. You know who this is.
Yeah, I was just going to say, am I familiar? Because I'm sure I would be.
Yes, this is the Grand Vizier of Nagash, Kairos Fate Weaver.
Of Nagash?
Or not Nagash, of Tzeentch. Yes. His personal oracle, who sees the future and the past and speaks in lies and truths.
What time of day was it when I left?
It was still like early-ish in the morning. It was like 10, 11 a.m.
Okay.
Because your battle with the Zangors, I mean, it took a while, but it didn't take that long. So yeah, it's still pretty.
So seeing that, I am...
He's not sitting on the throne, but he's sitting like on the steps leading up to the throne.
Mm.
Casually.
I envision that in this scenario, I am probably garbed in whatever I would project myself to be garbed in.
Yeah.
Okay. Which would be probably half plate with a whole bunch of my bougie attire. Like big flowy like cloak with my peacock feathers, all that good stuff. I'm just rocking up in my finest.
Nice.
Seeing Kairos Fate Weaver, I will take a bow. Good morning, Great Oracle.
He kind of nods both heads at you.
To be admitted into your presence.
I've been told to answer your questions. You will get no answers from me.
I come seeking the knowledge and power for great change.
There is no great change. All that there is change.
All that there is change indeed. I am on a quest to go to the lands of the dead to stop the ritual to summon the Lord of Death, Nagash. I am sure you are aware of this, as you see all.
The future is uncertain. I've seen your path.
Correct. I come seeking knowledge regarding the ritual itself. I am unfamiliar with the magics that would return Nagash to the mortal realm. However, I am aware that the ritual would have to be quite extensive and extremely powerful. And thus, I seek the knowledge and power to change the purpose of the ritual to enact great change.
The ritual calls forth 9 more Tarks to spill their blood across the land that he may return. The ritual shall open portals across the land to enable him to return.
What would I need to do in order to alter the nature of the ritual to bring about our change to the mortal realms?
If blood is needed, blood shall be given. If blood is needed, prevent the blood.
Interesting. I have a proposal. I offer, and I'm going to manifest the 10 contracts.
Okay. They kind of appear floating in the air, swirling around you gently.
I offer 10 souls as a down payment in exchange for the details of the ritual and how I would alter it in order to open portals to the realms of chaos instead. And I also offer the world itself once the great work is done.
Your payment is unnecessary. Your payment is not enough.
Interesting. Does the book contain the knowledge I seek?
The book contains all the knowledge of our master. The book contains nothing.
Excellent. I believe what I've come for has been found.
You will never seek the answer, or you will never find the answers you seek. The answers have all been given.
Thank you. I'm going to bow.
He kind of does a nod at you.
Yeah, fuck that
guy.
Not
like a bow, but just kind of like a...
an acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm just going to stand still and close my eyes.
You wake. Just you looking believe at a book. That.
All right. Yep.
You and Fireman are both looking at this book. Seemingly, you have like a little bit of free will as if to leave the book. Gregor, what level did you cast your Dispel Magic at?
3.
Can you roll me a d20?
Actually, you know what? I will. I have the slot. I will upcast it with a level 4 slot.
I will still need you to roll a d20.
Gotta open up my sack.
Yup, get in there.
And then also I need to grab some dice. All right, just roll a d20.
I think you add your magic modifier to it.
That's a 10. Wait. Actually, I need to see, because I forgot my stats changed when I went human. So is there a difference between the modifier between 15 and 16?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
17, right? Where you get the...
Yeah, because it's half rounded.
Yeah, odd numbers don't change anything.
Okay. So it's
but you went to...
I went 15, from 15 to 16.
So, then it is a plus one.
So that's an 11 instead of a...
An 11.
Instead of a 10. Just burnt my fucking level 4 slot on some bullshit.
Unfortunately not.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you said that I have, like, free will.
You do have free will again, yes.
Are we reading the same book at the same time?
You are reading the same book at the same time.
Okay.
Like, the same, like, Fargrim is, like, holding it, and then you are behind Fargrim holding it a little higher.
Okay. I am going to, like, exert my will to seek the knowledge of the ritual, of like Nagash's ritual.
Okay. I'm going to, do I also have willpower now?
You do have willpower now. You were left with just this haunting voice.
Am I back in my body yet? Or?
No, you're still floating.
Okay.
But you are just left with this haunting voice that you know you should know it, but you don't know what it was. saying all is forgiven and I will never.
Can I roll like an arcana to see if I'm like being charmed?
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck.
Nice, Tim.
Two.
Got a lot of big rolls here. Big rolls.
Honestly, it's very disconcerting. You're not entirely sure what's happening, and you really wish you knew whose voice that was, because it seems so important.
Okay.
You can't really focus on anything else, because you're so busy going like, wasn't the shopkeep? It wasn't my roommate. You're going through like all of the people you've ever met, trying to figure out who this voice was.
Okay. All right. Well, this is frustrating. So I'm like, all right, out of frustration of like what just happened, I'm just like, I'm gonna rage.
Okay. Yeah.
Fuck.
Fucking books.
And then, yeah, like in the frustration, I'm just gonna slam the book shut.
You try, but you realize that it's being held open through magic, and also as you're looking up, Kronk is standing above you, also reading the book.
Oh,
so you're not able to actually give me a strength check.
You're pretty strong. Not as strong as Greg Orr, but strong, 16. Stronger than 16. Greg.
You are not able to slam the book shut.
Okay.
Some force opposing yours is holding it open.
Okay. Then seeing Kronk behind me reading this book, I'm going to like shoulder check him.
Okay. I guess
I'm going to make a contested strength.
Yeah.
You're both some beef boys.
We do be.
Mm-hmm.
Couple beef.
Oh, shit. Well. That's a ass roll. It's 7.
I have an unnatural 22.
Yeah.
You try to shoulder check Kronk.
I'm fucking moving.
No, it's like every muscle in his body has gone rigid holding this book.
Do I feel that?
I would say yeah. Like you see, like you know Kronk. It's hard to tell because he's in armor, but he does seem like
he's
like
he's,
normally Kronk would kind of let you do this, or at least to get out from this area, and he something's going on.
No, I shoulder checked him because like I felt like he was like in a trance.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying.
Like, if Kronk wasn't in a trance,
After the shoulder check, I am gonna say, like, wait. My mind is my own. The information on Nagash's ritual is in here, and I'm looking for it. And when I'm done, I will let go.
Kronk, roll me an Arcana check.
I guess maybe
4?
24.
24, okay. And maybe a persuasion check.
Okay.
I was going to say, can I roll some sort of check? Because, like, I don't know, in Fargrim's mind, why would anything about Nagash be in a Zinj book? You know what I mean?
Fair.
It is a, I mean.
If you want to roll insight.
Okay.
And then, Kronk, you were rolling either persuasion or deception.
That's a nat 1. I'm fucking... Fuck.
Mine was just an 8 for persuasion.
Doesn't matter, bro. Crit fail over here.
Yeah, it's a crit fail. So
you're like,
6.
Oh my god, this is like the best news.
Like, oh shit, okay. All right, I'm gonna let you like do what you gotta do then.
It's more than knowledge.
Yeah. Okay. This feels wrong. I'm not gonna lie, but like, you seem very convinced that what we need is in here.
So as I'm going and my eyes are just fucking like scrolling and pages are flipping.
You don't even need to, the pages don't even flip. It's kind of like an ebook where it's just like
it's just fucking
it's
phasing.
Rolling. Yeah,
I imagine it just going like really fast.
It is.
I'm just like trying to find. Yeah, there's just fucking.
Did Gregor hear? If Gregor didn't hear that as well. I'm gonna like relay that to him. Like
I'm a spirit floating in the air. I can't really do it.
Yeah, you see. Yeah. Gregor's body is actually still invisible, and you can't see the astral plane. So.
Oh shit!
I thought I lost invisibility. I thought.
Oh yeah, Cass.
Where it's just my limp body. Like
yeah, Gregor is standing there with like his head kind of like to this, as if he's asleep on his feet.
I'm gonna clock that and like run over to him.
Okay. Yeah, he's.
Okay. As I'm flipping through, I'm just gonna like say like, this book contains information on all forms of magic with spell casting, rituals, everything. Yeah, as long man, as
that's,
I can
that's
stay
what sucks people into it.
Focused on my purpose, everything should be fine. And once I find what I'm looking for, separate me. If I can't separate myself from the book, I'll let you know when I find it.
How do we know when if it's not too late?
Like this, I will probably go non-vocal.
I was gonna say like this book. This book just
this,
like
I can't really communicate.
Yeah, like this book just like changes entire town into an absolute like nightmare. Like
put me back in my body.
Yeah, like where the what the fuck's going on with Greg? Can we like deal with this?
I cannot right now. Fuck. I need to focus, and I'm just gonna keep like locked in on the book.
Shit. I don't know, man. I don't know if I trust it. But
I mean, on a
like,
crit
you
fail,
seem, you seem very convinced. So like, I'm just gonna let you do what you gotta do. I'm gonna figure out the fuck's going on with Gregor. And can I roll maybe like investigation or perception on the room to see like,
yeah,
if there's something else in here that's making him go limp?
Oh, actually, when you cast spell magic on the thing, a thing happened.
Oh shit! Fucking rebound.
I'm just saying, dispel magic on dispel magic does things.
Oh. You divide it by zero.
Gregor, can you roll me a D100?
Oh, no.
You know I can.
Oh, my shit, God. Fuck.
It's a
61.
That's, yeah.
Oh. A
61. 61. Oh, my.
Gregor, for the next minute, this kind of doesn't really do much, but every time you try to speak, you are screaming.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Yeah, you would. Fargrim and Kronk, can you guys also roll a D100 for me?
Absolutely.
Oh, sure.
11. 11. 99. Huh. Be really good or really shit.
Yeah, depending on the table.
I'm sorry, Fargrim, you said an 11?
Yeah.
Concern.
Fargrim?
Mm-hmm.
You shrink 5 inches.
I was going to say my frog or some shit. 5 inches is a lot.
5 inches. Kronk, you rolled what?
99.
Oh, no. Where does that put me?
Just as wide.
You regain all expended sorcery points. Yeah. Again.
I actually had already regained
get
them,
the
so
reload.
I can't regain anymore, but yeah. I'm feeling mildly refreshed magically. Fuck. That's way better than I thought it was going to be.
Dude, I'm literally that meme from fucking Breaking Bad where he's in the car, like, screaming through the window. Like,
bro.
That's me in the astral plane. Just like, yeah. Don't open the book.
This is
bro. It's Interstellar. You're behind the book.
Don't let me go.
Don't leave, Murph.
Don't let me go, Murph.
Bruh, I don't have any more inches to give.
Guys, I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Can we change that slightly? That anything he lost in height, he gained in width.
Damn it! Dude.
No, it's just 5 inches of height.
Still weighs the same though.
Fuck.
The density.
Mm-hmm. Femurs are my like knees. Fucking steel beams.
I can't support this weight.
Just feel more pressure in all of your joints.
Yeah. The lumbar's screaming.
That's so bad. I'm gonna check on Kazook. Is Kazook mine again?
Oh, let me
it
go.
It is your Kazook again.
Yeah, buddy.
He hasn't stopped screaming since you came back to yourself.
I'm gonna give him a big hug.
Kazook!
Hey, bud. All right.
Kazook!
Kazook, I need your help.
Shout out to Interstellar for being a fucking incredible movie. I love that movie so much.
What are you doing with your axe and your friend that's limp?
I'm just behind the bookshelf right now.
Not bad. Is there an altar in here?
Just a large book.
Just a book?
Just the floating book.
Just me tweaking.
Have I found the secrets I'm looking for?
You have found a couple interesting secrets, actually. Oh, all right. You have figured out a few new spells.
That it's not Leviosa, it's Leviosa. I already know that one.
Got that a lot.
I got that shit down.
I'm not,
public service announcement, we'd all be vulnerable to Avada Kedavra right now.
Probably.
Because we're all sub 100.
Can I pick up Gregor and get him out of this room?
Give me a strength check.
No!
Nat 20.
Yeah. You scoop him right up. He's for being as limp as he looks, he's actually pretty rigid. So, yeah, you just scoop him up and you start carrying him up the stairs.
Don't leave, Farge.
Don't let me go, Farge.
I'm trying to bring it back, dude.
Y'all are funny.
Locked in.
Okay.
I'm just legit hovering above you. Just like, no! Watching you absorb this smut.
Does he come back? I got him out of
the
room.
Yeah, you carry him up the stairs. You get to the first landing on the stairs. He's not back to
himself. Smack him a couple times. Fuck.
Watch my body get carried away. Like, God damn it!
Do you take the helmet off to smack him? Oh, no, wait. You have the helmet, don't you? Because he left it in the room. And you picked it up, but I don't think you gave it back to him. So, yeah, you smack him. You smack him. Gregor, it kind of hurts your face. Your spirit face hurts.
All right.
Well,
that's not working. It's not working. Shit, I was hoping if I can get him like out of the space, maybe it'll suck his...
I'm not entirely sure how to remedy this shit back in. I'm going to be honest.
That was the best thought I had.
Kronk, you learned the spell Gift of Gab.
Gift of Gabin.
He already be talking.
No, it's Gift of Gavin. You summon a human NPC named Gavin.
And he talks.
Yeah, this
and
lasts for a him. While.
Gift of Gab.
Okay.
It's a reaction.
Marge!
I'm trying, man.
Nah, I'd be honest. I can't.
One of the ways of getting this to drop is really funny.
So, because Kronk still has the book.
Kronk still has the book. But okay. You can't see it anymore because Farge has carried you up the stairs.
Oh, my God. I think I figured it out.
Yo, this is cool.
I figured it out. It's the same answer as it always is.
Yeah.
All right, I dig
Throw
that.
Me out a window. Break
that might
spine.
Actually yeah. work, yeah.
Is there anything else in this room? Can I roll, like...
It's just the book and...
I'm doing everything I can. I'm now yelling at Farge. Throw me off the top of the tower.
No.
I mean, you can't hear this. He's screaming
the abyss.
Yeah, you're screaming. Grim, roll me a perception check. Oh. And Gregor, roll me a charisma.
Like a charisma check? Save what?
Like a charisma check.
A 15.
It's a 21.
Fargrim, you hear just faintly another voice. That's weird, but it almost sounds like Gregor. Toss me!
These fucking voices.
Toss me!
So many voices.
On this episode, Fargrim gets schizophrenia.
Fucking A.
Toss me, Farge.
Fucking Gift of Gab. This is fucking cool.
I hate where it came from, though.
I should do this more often. I gotta read more books.
You also eventually do come on a ritual for returning people to the plane. You think this might be the Nagash?
I was gonna look for that for him after I found what I was looking for.
No, you, like returning people from other...
The out?
Plane. The out okay. to the
You're
prime
saying,
material plane.
Have I found a way to change where the out is?
Yes, actually, with the information that Kairos has given you. As the spell comes up, all you see is a little post-it note over it.
Are you trying to plane shift Nagash from this realm into Zinchin's realm?
Yeah, you see the little post-it.
You haven't picked up what I was doing here, have you?
Kairos.
Really, no.
Okay. That's not what I'm doing.
Uh-huh. You have all the answers you need.
He's trying to open all of the portals.
I can tell you nothing.
Oh, you're trying to cause a mass chaos incursion into this prime?
Am I bringing about
he is my
own end time?
And then the book slams
shut.
He's
the ever chosen.
Okay, can you repeat that, please? I got distracted. I'm so sorry.
I was monologuing?
Yeah, I was.
I have given you the answers you seek. There is no more knowledge you can find.
So did it clarify on what the if the blood is needed, stop the blood?
Nope.
God.
And then it's signed Kairos with a little two-headed bird-shaped heart.
Tell me this, Stray Dog. You read this book to learn, like, So the ritual that they were going to use to bring the Gash back, you're going to try to hijack that ritual to open chaos portals around the world.
I'm going to open up access to the northern and southern chaos wastes and launch my own end times to change the world.
Bro.
I'm going to bring about so much change. We're going to change things for the better.
We're going to be changed.
We're just going to change.
That's what I'm saying. Is it good or bad? It's changed.
It's changed. Fucking, what's that? I don't know. It's changed. It is now different.
Changed.
Okay. Don't like being Greg? Changed.
Meanwhile, I'm now just in the astral plane singing the hit song from Stain. I'm on the outside. I'm looking in.
The only other thing I can think of is just trying to close this book again. Even though,
I found what I was looking
for. Kronk doesn't want
you
me
did.
To.
Toss me.
Okay. Well, you didn't find what you were hoping to find, but you did get an answer.
Basically what I need, and then I just need to coin flip whether or not the blood goes on the inside or the outside.
Yes.
But we all know the blood goes on the inside, so.
You also, as a follower of Tzeentch, you do know that it isn't that a specific head tells the truth and a specific head lies.
Mm-hmm.
It is that one will say one thing, the other will contradict it. One of them is true and one of them is a lie.
Okay.
Sometimes it's always the same head. Sometimes it's a different head.
Look back on that and make an insight check to try and guide my...
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to ponder it. It's a 16.
16? What does Kronk's heart tell him?
His heart's telling him he needs to re-listen to the episode after we're done because I remember the Mortarks being referenced for the ritual. And I specifically can't remember if the blood part is one or the other regarding the Mortarks, because I forgot that information already.
Your heart is telling you good answers for 16.
Okay, excellent. I'm on the track. All right, cool.
So, there is a closed book in front of you. You are alone in this room.
I closed it?
It closed. Wait, it closed. As you finished reading the little post-it from Kairos, the book closed.
Okay.
It's still there, but it's closed.
All right. I am going to step back from
it. As it closes, roll me a D100.
Oh, shit. Another one. 55.
In a last flurry of magic, all of your hair falls out.
What the fuck?
Damn, bro, you got alopecia?
That's fucked.
As it closes, you just feel like your head is very light now.
I hate that for you.
Damn, bro. Dude.
I'm going to take my helmet off. I'll be like, what the fuck?
As you take your helmet off, all your hair is stuck inside and just kind of all the sweat from working all day.
You know what you are right now, right?
That's an egghead.
You're fucking Frank.
But you know what's going to happen? No one's going to see that. My hair's all still there because my image is projected on what I wanted to be.
Because of the latent power of the book, you are bald right now.
Bitch asses.
I see the whole thing, dude. I'm up in the astral plane just like, bald!
Bald!
Ah! Oh, yeah, that's true. Gregor is watching this from the astral plane. His body is gone, but he is there. But you don't know this.
I've seen the whole shit, dog.
You got no hair, bro.
But, I haven't seen you mentally forming, having these discussions in the machinations because you're not saying these words out loud.
This is actually very interesting because Kronk doesn't know he's being watched. Kronk is alone in an empty room with a book of Tzeentch right now.
Correct.
No,
hair.
I've seen is you read it.
Yeah.
I was back to close it, though. So I am, I'm
and you hear
back.
The footsteps
the book
of
yeah.
You hear the footsteps.
I don't know that yet.
Coming down the stairs.
Okay. Well, I took my helmet off. My hair is fucking gone. I'm pissed. God fucking damn. Well, I guess that's what I get.
Well, I'm gonna reach the bottom of the stairs and say bald.
Yep. Well,
what the fuck is that?
Did you just leave my body upstairs?
Yeah.
Well, I found what I was looking for.
Gregor,
where's Greg?
He's on the stairs. Your body is kind of leaned on the top of the stairs, kind of leaned against a wall.
So he's on the landing. I had him sitting down.
You have him sitting down on the landing.
I have him sitting down on the landing.
Nothing can ever be fucking simple, and I'm just going to be like brushing remaining hair off of my fucking bald head.
You know, you wanted to read the book.
God damn it. I needed to read the book because we need the information.
Well, you know, well, now
did
you're
you figure out how to whatever's wrong with Greg? On,
no, dude, I've been trying. The last thing I could think of is closing the book because that's what
the book closed itself.
Well,
did I wake up when the book closed or no?
The fuck? Nope.
I guess it didn't like that I got what I wanted.
Wake me up inside.
Can I roll to try and get put this book in? And oh my fuck! Why are you laughing? I don't like that.
No, I finally got a chance to roll one of my weird die, and I got a really great number on it. Don't worry about it.
Did I see anything pertaining on how to regrow my hair in the book while I was skimming?
You think that book had a chapter on Bosley, dude?
Yeah, dude.
Fuck out of here.
You think they give a shit about your hair, bro?
A serious fucking problem, okay? Well,
dude, your drip is fucked.
Like a you problem.
Does it work? You can't fucking talk to me. I'm going to ask Fargrim. Does
it work?
Does it work?
You're doing you're literally just like...
Your little coronet thing that you wear is like, it doesn't fit quite right anymore. Because it was like held up, like holding your hair in place. And now it's like askew.
It looks, I'm not going to lie to you, man, it looks weird, but also it's very new.
You're doing the Joe Rogan right now.
It's new, so it's going to take a while to adjust, but...
Johnny Sins over
here. Yeah, look, it's fucking weird, dude. It's fucking weird. I'm going to try to get this book in my fanny pack.
What?
Yeah.
No! I'm still in the asshole play this whole time.
God
damn it!
Why?
Bald! Why?
Well, I don't want to keep it here.
Dude, I'm in the astral plane just tweezing my shit.
Well, if it goes into a different plane, maybe it'll get you back.
All right, I'm going to try and help with the book, putting in the book in the fucking bag.
Okay.
Hey, maybe it'll take away the magic on this plane if the other fucking
you're
plane.
You're trying to put the book into Fargrim's
fanny
pack.
Okay. Yes.
As the book approaches the fanny pack, inside the fanny pack is a pocket knife, a packet of gum, some fluff, and a bottle opener.
So this isn't even my fanny pack?
When the book is... As you're, holding the book, unzipping the fanny pack to put it in, you're like, that's not right.
It's just a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is my fanny pack?
Oh, no.
Did it de-magic the fanny pack? Put the book away from the fanny pack.
You carry the book across the room.
Mm-hmm. Check the fanny pack.
I open the fanny pack.
It's your normal fanny pack holding.
It can't. Fuck.
It can't be put in your bag of holding.
How big is the book?
Again,
it's like.
I'm watching this again in the astral plane. It can't be put in the
bag. I'll grab you a visual.
Okay.
Well,
because I'm a big guy. I got a big bag. I can just put this in my normal bag.
No,
that feels weird, man. Like, this isn't a normal book we should just be prancing around with.
What else do we do with it?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, it's a big book.
That's a
tome.
Thick ass book.
It's a tome.
That's a thick ass book.
And you read all that?
What are those?
I could.
What the fuck? Time frame books.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Krabs, I'm out of ideas.
I need.
Okay, I'm gonna attempt to fuck. Nope.
Hold on.
So you can't put it in a bag of holding. It
nope.
D holds the holding part of the bag. I will attempt to just put it in my normal backpack, my big bag.
Okay, yeah, it goes in.
Goes in just fine? Okay. Fuck.
I don't think we should do that.
I mean, if we can get it into the vault with the Helm of Teleportation, then we should be okay. I'm not huge on just carrying this around right now, but I don't know what else to fucking do with it, and it can't just stay here.
You do notice as it's closed and in your backpack, the latent magic energy in the room has dropped substantially.
Okay.
The little tendrils of magic aren't shooting out of it into the walls anymore.
Well, it seems as long as it's closed, it's pretty okay.
Well, where's Gregor? So.
I don't know. Right. Let's go find his body.
You know what we need?
Where'd you put him?
We need a basilisk fang to just stab the book with.
I don't know where you would find that.
Or that seems that like something Ack
in the
would
Chamber
have.
Of Secrets.
We gotta find the Chamber of Secrets.
It's almost like you were just there.
Oh my gosh! It's almost as if we're corridor. In a Chamber of Secrets. Okay, let's go get his ass, because he probably shouldn't just be left up there on a
table. Well, he's on the stairs, like, he's okay, not, yeah. like, anything.
You know what I hope happened? What I really hope happened? The whole time you guys were like, he's fine. I hope I've been robbed.
He's been getting diddled by the cultists that broke.
Yo, that'd be... I would kill them all.
The whole time, I'm in the astral plane, just like,
I hate that.
Okay, let's go. I'm going to try and dispel whatever's going on. I don't have a ton of, like...
Damn.
Magic energy left. This has, quite frankly, been a very exhausting fucking day, but I'll give it my all.
I hated this.
All right. So the next best thing I can do is a fifth level dispel magic on Gregor.
Okay. I'm going to need you to roll a d20.
I'm going to try and unastral his projections.
Dude, watch you fail. I go deeper.
That's 5.
Oh, no! Don't let me leave!
I'm tired, boss!
I'm just up there floating, just fucking... No, I'm at this point, I'm like Plankton when he's getting in the abyss, but that part where it stops, he's just like sipping a soda. That's where I'm at right now, dog.
Gregor, if you would like to roll an Arcana check, you may.
Twelve.
Okay. You do notice as you got closer to your body that thin little cord that was coming off you earlier that seems to be connecting you. You do see that again, like, and you're like, oh, that's weird.
I'm going to slap him.
You slap him?
Yep.
Okay. How hard?
Pretty hard.
I'm going to pull on the cord. I'm going to pull on the cord.
Should we bring the body back in the room?
I'm going to follow the yellow brick cord.
Kronk, make an unarmed strike against him.
Okay.
The cord!
Just raw dog strength. That's a 27.
27.
God damn.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
You're going to break some teeth, bro.
Crack.
I'm
not
Greg
used to
now.
Him being just Greg, yeah, and actually, I didn't think about that at all.
Earlier, because Fargrim hit you, what, like twice?
We're giving him CT.
Well, I'm not like, punching him.
No, from earlier, you said you, like, slapped him.
Yeah, I slapped him, but, like, shit, I'm not, like, I didn't wind up. Like, I'm not doing what Kronk is doing right now.
What's the damage roll for that?
I think unless you have like Tavern Brawler, it's just 1 plus your strength modifier.
That'll be 5 damage.
Ah!
Your face hurts even more. You take 5 damage to your physical body, not your astral body. Though your astral body does hurt. But as you kind of pull on this cord, you do feel yourself coming back into your body.
Everything hurts.
Just in time.
Just get blasted.
You feel the handprint. Like, you've already been blasted, but you feel the handprint of Kronk on your face.
I have him by his breastplate, and I'm just, like, fucking shaking him.
Gregor, you now come back into your body.
I wake up, I'm just going to look at you.
His eyes do begin focusing on you as you're doing this.
Woof.
I'm a fucking genius. It will
work. Why did no one toss me from the tower? That should have been step one.
Why would I do that?
Because it would have brought me back.
No.
Your slab brought me back.
No, it didn't.
I choose to believe that's what brought me back.
Gregor, you can roll an Arcana check again.
Nope.
Any one of you can.
Okay. I'm just straight up saying no, it didn't, because I slapped
him. I'm not rolling an Arcana check, because I'm convinced that I shook the stupid out.
Check it out. It was the slap.
You do know a little bit about astral projection, and you are very aware that if you deal enough damage to the physical body, astral projection does end. The soul does come back.
I knew that.
That's unironically.
I cracked him so hard.
Unironically, that's why I was like, bro, if you kill me and then bring me back.
No. I wasn't.
Toss me from the highest tower.
Fucking A.
So, yeah, you don't even need to keep me up to speed. I saw everything. Bob!
Thanks.
Yeah.
Normal.
So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not
hurts,
green.
Doesn't it?
Stings a little bit. We should burn that book, though. Like, for real.
Yeah. But we tried to burn it, and it didn't fucking work.
Did you try to burn it?
Yeah, we did.
Did you try to burn it? Did you try to burn it?
When we poured the alcohol, like the...
Yeah, but there's no shield on it now.
We don't know that.
No, but I do know that. I dispelled it.
Oh. Yeah, let's fucking burn it, dude.
Okay. I'll take it out of my pack. I will.
Okay. I got a torch.
Set it on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys do realize that there could be some very dangerous repercussions to destroying this.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, like, it's a super magic chaos book.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So you light it on fire.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All that magic's probably going to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Probably in our faces.
You want to take a step back?
A lot, yeah. Okay. I'm going to head for the exit.
Okay.
I'm going to shot. You know, I got this.
Are you going to leave your cultists locked inside?
I sold them off. They're fine.
Do you have like a...
Actually,
like a magical what? Fire...
Nope, I got a torch.
Okay, I'll head for their room.
Okay. Yeah, you. They're all just kind of sitting there, like playing a card game.
We all agree it is too dangerous to let this book just exist.
Yeah, I mean, look at this town, man.
Right. We all agree on that.
Look what happened here.
I mean, I was going to put it in the vault where it would be demagicified, but yeah, that works too.
No, does the vault demagicify things?
Yeah, it has an anti-magic field.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's just do that.
I thought it was just warded against scrying.
I thought we made an anti-magic enchantment.
I don't remember that. It's like, why?
I believe you just had it so that it couldn't be scryed upon and it couldn't be, like, magically entered.
I still think that we should destroy it because...
Yeah, I think it's caused too much pain. It's just done too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's got to go.
And having it back in... What the fuck is
Matorka?
Yeah.
Do you want
like
this to happen?
This could happen in Matorka. No. Like, yeah. Like, it could be in your... But also, you have servants, and you have people
if we can
who
destroy it,
are vulnerable.
Go for it. I would like to not be in the...
What I'm going
to
do is, why don't you guys go upstairs? I'll stay here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to burn it with my torch. Mm-hmm. And once I see that it's burning, or once I see that it's burned, I'll walk out.
Okay. Yeah, I just think we should all not be in like the same space.
And then if the building blows up, then hey, man, that's show business.
I feel like you shouldn't sit and watch it.
I need to make sure.
I feel like maybe leave the room and then come back after a few minutes and see if it's.
I'm gonna head.
You know
upstairs.
What I mean?
I don't want.
Again,
I don't trust this book getting out of my sight.
I just don't want the magic to go into.
I'm gonna head in. I'm gonna be like, all right,
I'm too goat.
It's time for you all to get the fuck out of here. Skedaddle.
I have a ring of mind shield. I can't get.
Okay. They wrap up the game.
Yeah, goaded.
Jeroholm was winning, and they start following you out.
Okay.
There's a couple grumbles of people that were almost winning, but the Saints said to leave. So who are they to argue?
Send me a fucking conference call when the building's evacuated.
Okay.
I believe you've already used that today, didn't you?
The conference call?
Not the conference call. You're at the. That's separate.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're all out.
Mm-hmm.
And
are they out through the gate or through? Because there's like the main building, and then there's like a little courtyard, and then there's the gate. Are you waiting till they are outside the gate or just outside the building?
I'll just send them outside the gate. Gone. I want them to just fuck off. Okay, I'll come
back
inside.
They're gonna go fuck off then.
I'm gonna shout. Building's clear.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Are you gonna walk out?
I'm going to head further outside.
I mean, against, my better judgment, I guess I'll fucking go.
Yeah, dude, I'm goaded. It's fine.
I'm
not going to open the book. I'm just going to set it on fire.
I don't think that matters, man.
I can't read.
I don't think that matters either, Doug.
Reading is illegal at midnight. It's sagas only.
After that one wizard, yeah.
Sagas only.
I just know that a lot of magical items, sometimes when they're destroyed, can have booms and stuff like that or something.
I don't know.
Like a big expulsion of magical energy.
My problem is I think we need to destroy it. I think taking it somewhere to be destroyed just incurs a lot more risk.
That's fine. Our argument is that maybe you shouldn't just stand here and watch it.
I need to watch
it. That's all we're saying.
As I say it, he's on too much bullshit where we can't be certain. If I don't watch it burn, we can't be certain it's actually destroyed.
You got a dimension door. You can try and portal out, too, if anything gets too weird.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I used my spell slot. I do not have a dimension door.
I don't know that.
You have a messy step?
That's why I'm cool with you just being down there.
Yeah,
I
have
like, messy step. I'm assuming he can just portal himself out, which comes to it.
Yeah.
I don't like this, but...
Are you staying or going, Fargrim?
Fuck.
He's got to defuse the IED. It's fucking bomb squad
it's the
down
Hurt
there.
Lockers. I'm Greg Renner. I'm literally holding the torch. Like, what are you doing?
Yan or yow?
All right.
She's rolling dice, dude. Get the fuck out.
I'm fucking. I'm going to roll for it. I'm staying.
Why would you do that? Because I can misty step myself out, but you have no way of getting out. What are you doing?
I don't know, man. I just want someone here to help you if you need it.
To die with me in an explosion? That's fucking cool, bud.
I'm just outside, just like fucking any day now.
Go. I'll be right behind you.
All right, I'm gonna go.
You're gonna go. Okay.
As soon as I see him like up the stairs, I'll give it like another couple seconds to like for him to get out the door, and then I'm taking the torch to the book.
As you set the flame to the book, first of all, you feel a little rush of magic, and you realize, actually, no, you haven't tried speaking yet, so it's not going to matter, but...
I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me.
As you touch the flame to the book, you hear this, like, rushing, like, sound.
Okay.
And some stuff's going to happen.
I'm very confident in this decision. Axe out, too.
That's good.
I'm not going to argue
about it.
You,
been here.
You actually don't know what happened. Ack is just
part where
gone. Ack has just been
like,
gone.
Oh, that motherfucker's MIA.
Yeah, he does that sometimes.
That's so many dice. Fuck!
Yes, I might die here. This might be it for me.
So dumb.
I got louds in my bag. You just always put one in my butt after the explosion.
All that's left is his anus. Just put a loud in it.
I put so many up there.
Gregor,
yeah.
As this happens, there's like an incendiary burst of light.
Sweet.
And you take 27 points of fire damage.
I'm good, babe.
As a fireball detonates from the book.
Fuck yeah, dude.
The book is unharmed by all of this.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh,
okay.
Fuck.
Well, if that's the case, we tried, right?
Outside, you guys just hear, like,
boom.
the very familiar and hard to forget sound of a fireball going off. And a little dust of smoke comes out of, like, all of the windows and doors.
That was just fucking
I would like to let you guys see all
silly.
That. And then there's a moment of silence. And then you just hear ah!
I'm gonna sprint.
Well, he's okay. All right. Yeah, I'll start heading inside.
I tried
at a sprint. I'm gonna do a light jog. He's fine.
Gregor, also for the next minute or so, every time you speak, you actually just end up shouting.
Okay.
Yo, so he was in a fireball, right?
Yeah, let's get to the hearing.
When we come in, does he have eyebrows?
No.
Bob!
Bob!
Also, of his long, long, like, ass-length blonde hair, most of it is, like, it's patchy and singed now.
Split ends! No, I don't, you guys come in, though. I'm still on the ground. Just...
You are also still holding the book. You have the book in one hand and, like,
torch.
An extinguished, scorched torch.
Just the whole room is just black,
yeah,
and there's just an outline.
So it, my hair, my eyebrow.
It's like an empty shadow behind him where the fucking glass went.
Oh, my.
That's when I see you guys come in. I'm going to look up. It didn't work.
No? Okay.
Man, that's crazy, bro. That's crazy. Man, that's shit.
Fuck.
That's so crazy, bro.
I hate this.
Damn, dog.
What a day for me.
This has been a long one. This has been a long one.
All right. Well, plan A failed, so plan B, vault.
Yeah, let's just put that back in the bag.
And I screamed that, obviously. I just don't, for the sake of our listeners,
I want to
keep screaming. But
okay. Well, the book's going back in my bag.
Fuck.
I need to get a padlock for this bag now. I got too much.
Anybody got any anybody got any Vaseline?
You need some Head and Shoulders, dude.
I need aloe.
Shit. Well, this sucks.
Ride. Okay.
This is not the ideal situation.
Didn't kill me. I'm still here. I'm still standing.
Okay. Maybe we got to do some research on how to store magical books like this. You know what I'm saying? Maybe go to a library.
It's my sworn nemesis.
Fucking figure out how to
head
properly.
To the local library, yeah.
Fucking, well, no.
You think Sartosa got a fucking library? No chance, bro.
No, but like the, you know what I mean? Like, what do they call those places where the scholars hang out?
What scholars?
Yeah.
What scholars on Sartosa? What name two?
No, not in Sartosa, dude.
I'm saying that's where we are right now.
Okay, but like that's
like the
not...
magical college what? Back at
literally in any of the places. Yeah, we visited.
Any
like,
other place.
Like not like maybe pick not one. The barren fucking wasteland of Sartosa. No, not a scholar here.
It was a bustling place of commerce before fucking Nagash and Zine showed up.
Well,
okay, yeah. Anyways. So we did this.
Yeah.
So
now what?
I don't know.
So, I mean, I feel like the threat's neutralized, right? Like, we took care of the Nagash problem. We took care of the Zine's problem, I feel like.
I mean, yeah. We should let the leader of the survivors know that the problem is taken care of so they can call up Aranessa.
No. We got to talk to Aranessa.
Bring her ass back.
Let's go do that. They hate us, but we can still just...
Yeah, we could just... Let them know.
I said go outside their gate. Like, don't even try to get in the gate. Just go outside back. You know?
Yeah.
We just
Gregor, you're with your paladin abilities, you also do feel like the latent magic on the island that has been just like your skin has been crawling since you got here. It is
abated.
Very much abated.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's baiting.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we did. Guys, as I'm standing there, scorched torch in one hand, no eyebrows.
I'm bald.
Book in the other. I see this as an absolute win.
We did great work here today.
Yeah. Another dub.
Feels weird, man.
Okay. You start making your way down to the keep.
I'm going to pull out an arming cap from my bag that is brand new and never used.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put that in my helmet. Because now
you're glorious.
It's uncomfortable on my fucking dome.
Gouging your dome.
I don't like that.
Your thick locks.
Yeah.
I will be putting my helm back on for obvious reasons.
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, what obvious reasons?
The eyebrows.
Ah.
And the
different obvious reasons than normal.
Hair.
As soon as we get back to Matorka. Fixing this shit.
Ow.
Implants.
Bro.
You're going to go to...
Magical plugs.
You're going to go to... What's this universe's turkey?
I'm going to the magical college, and I'm finding the one person who's majoring in...
Cosmetics.
Like, fucking cosmetics. I'm going to find the magical hairstylist.
You're going to end up, right? You're going to end up like fucking Nandor from the Shadows. When the djinn gives him plastic surgery.
you go.
Yeah, we're outside of the keep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you knocking on the door? Or are you bursting your way in?
We are not bursting our way in.
We're not going to burst. Yeah.
I'm going to have Edgar fly up and be like, yo, you see anybody like posted up out here on the other side?
There are guards posted on the other side.
All right. So, yeah, we can just do the shout thing. They're here.
Back. Okay. Crisis averted. The threat's eliminated. The island is now safe as it's going to be.
One moment, you hear the running footsteps of someone running.
I hope it's not that dude that fucking got fucked up.
What was that guy's name? Yeah, the one that, like, he's traumatized.
Yeah.
Blasted his ass. Maybe, like, 7 minutes later, you hear footsteps coming back.
Okay.
And a voice. You do recognize that this is Aranessa's second in command.
Still a bitch, but okay.
You've purge to the island?
Yep.
You've removed the curse?
Yes!
We took care of both the undead and the demonic incursion.
Yeah, you had a twofer going here.
Yep. So, should be good. I don't know if there's any cleanup left.
There's a lot of cleanup left.
There's some straggly shit all over the island that you guys are going to probably need to take care of, but it should be safe to call back Aranessa and the rest of your fleet to help get this place cleaned up.
I can't guarantee that word will reach her, but if you have a message for her, what shall I say?
Kronk Inator and co send their regards.
LLC.
Look forward to seeing you on the other side.
Wonderful. Next time I hear from her, I will pass it along.
Thank you much.
You're welcome.
Be cool, man.
He said thank you.
I'm trying
I'm saying you're welcome.
Okay. Yeah. For sure. All
right. I'm trying really hard not to be petty right now.
Yeah, same. I'm just trying to be cool. Just let bygones be bygones. It's been a long day for everyone.
It has.
I don't, man.
A long weekend.
I left my body.
Yep, that's true. That did happen. So, yeah.
You don't want her to, like, meet you somewhere or talk to you or do anything. You just send regards. Okay.
I mean, a meeting would be kind of cool. I feel like we went through all this to try to get a hold of her.
The whole purpose.
Well, I mean, they're going to have to come back here.
Correct. Why don't we request that she maybe comes back here?
So here's the deal.
This is me as the DM asking, not him asking.
No, I know. It's just like
brainstorm this.
Where my head is at is just that, like, we can't be like, yo, come meet us at Matorka, because they're gonna come here and they're gonna, like, first priority is like fucking being here and like getting shit at least livable.
Hit her with the hey you up.
So I mean, we could bring everyone from Matorka here and then skidoodle, and that at least gives them like a little bit of time to like get their shit together and ready to go.
Well, if they can just give us word when she comes back, then we can figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna shout after the guy and be like, one second, I have something to add.
All right.
Can I use your paper and quill?
His?
Yeah, his. Like I'm gonna write a message out, if you wouldn't mind. Oh, it's a bit long winded.
One moment, and you're gonna hear more running footsteps. A deep sigh, and then more running footsteps. And then a couple minutes later, someone comes back and like over the top, a piece of parchment. Like a long scroll is thrown at you. A quill is slid through the door.
Oh my god.
And then a heads up as a little bottle of ink is also tossed. I will request a dexterity check to catch the ink.
Okay. Seems like not the best efficient way of doing this, but... I'm going to keep an eye out and see if I can catch it too.
It's a 12.
12? You catch it.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right.
It's close, but you catch it.
So I'm going to find like a box or a barrel.
Or Gregor's
flat surface. Sure. And I'm going to start writing out basically an explanation of like what we're doing and when we'll be able to arrive at Sartosa. And the request that they journey with us overseas to the land of the dead for our assault. What better way to get payback on the folks who destroyed your home than to go fuck up theirs? And I'll give them like a rough timeline on when we should be back. Give them some time to get squared away, make a decision. We could use their help. And yeah. I will then pull out of my pack my little to-go wax and seal. I will use a firebolt to heat up the metal with the wax in it, melt it down. I will seal my letter, and then I will walk back up, and I'll be like, all right, here's your stuff back. Thank you. I'm going to slide it through the fucking gate back to them. I'm going to not throw your ink. I'm just going to tuck it under. There we are.
Thank you for your aid.
Do you need to know what's in the letter? Are you going to open it?
I will need to, yes.
Okay. I'm
You can, I'm going to give read. Him a
spiel. I mean, I'll give him like
he can just read breakdown. It. Like, why give him a breakdown if you can just read it?
Damn. So I'll explain
yeah.
the situation.
I just want to go home.
The next time I am in contact, if she is alive, I will pass it on.
Thank you much. See you later, probably. We'll turn around and start walking away.
Okay. Are you waiting for Fargrim and Greg to catch up, or are you just leaving at the gate?
No, man. Like I'm walking as soon as we're ready to go. Like I'm getting out of here. Yeah.
Are you guys?
I don't want to stay here any more. Well, we're gonna find. Probably gonna find.
Where the fuck is
our
Ak?
Boy? Yeah. Find Ak and get out of here.
I'm trying to hit him up on the Boost Mobile.
Yeah.
You don't call me on my cell phone. A call. No. Or it doesn't connect.
Got no bars.
All right. So I guess we just wait a little while. Whatever he's doing, he'll probably come looking for us, go somewhere he's familiar with. Do we want to just go hang out at that house that we spent the
night
at?
Maybe camp out there tonight.
Just wait there, somewhere familiar.
Long rest.
Yeah, let's go chill. Just
go lounge it out.
I'll probably get some food in us.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. That's what we'll do.
Take out my decanter of endless ale.
We're going to put the B-Squad on watch.
They're not coming with.
They're definitely coming with.
Absolutely fucking not.
Who, the cultists?
Called into our house.
They are long gone. No. They're not here. No. They should not
be. You guys told
around.
Them to fuck off.
That's true. We did tell them
that. They did that.
Oh, no. All right, well.
I just needed
as you guys are settling in for your evening, Gregor, you get
I'm surprised. Honestly, I'm surprised they didn't stick around because they're cultists and they're obsessed with us. Yeah.
But you haven't the afternoon goes on as you guys like hang out in this house waiting for Ak to come back. Mm-hmm. And you don't really see any sign of them. Like they haven't come around again.
Okay.
But as you guys are settling in for the evening, Gregor,
yeah.
You get a little like
I'm happy about it,
buzzing.
But also it's kind of
okay.
And you recognize it. You are getting a telepathic message from someone you actually recognize. You were getting this from Julian of the Wolves of Mindheim.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Julian.
Well, I will answer.
Okay. It's not typical. It is the message spell.
Okay. The collect call from
Julian.
Julian.
He sounds like Julian. Frantic.
Okay.
Oh.
Helschnicht has returned. Doom has come. Hordes of Neferata as well. Come home. All are needed. Time is short. Send word immediately. And you know from the spell, you have 25 words to respond.
That's one. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Can I do a history check on Helschnicht?
Yeah, you can, actually.
That's a three. Fuck.
This is a very common story in Middenheim. This is like one of the bedtime stories.
Is it the end times? Is it the bedtime version of the end times? Is that what this is?
No, this actually was one of the parables on the dangers of reading.
Fuck! Oh, so you know this one quite well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Helschnicht was a wizard in Middenheim before reading was banned. And because he read too much, he turned evil and has been a plague on Middenheim ever since. Every couple hundred years, he comes back around trying to teach kids how to read.
Fuck!
So he was like disgusting. The boogeyman of your bedtime stories.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Okay. So I'll just respond with, I'm coming.
Okay.
You am or?
You know.
Okay.
Okay, and with that, we are going to end this episode because it's actually
great. Excellent.
Yep. Been a little long. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you to our sponsors. We got FanRoll. We got BB Health.
Stay boosted. Stay blessed. Get your gubbins for gaming. You guys, if you listen to us this long, like
you know the deal.
If you did start on this episode, like props to you guys. I hope it made sense.
Starting on this and be like, well, I don't know what's happening, but they're having a good time. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of energy. Yeah. I actually need to check out FanRoll myself recently because I was just looking at this and I was like, damn, this is a really cool dice. And now I want to go look at some dice. But yeah, if you want to check out some dice yourself and the usual stuff and things, check out the link down in the description. You get yourself a discount off your purchase and support the pod a little bit.
Yeah,
it's a win-win.
Yeah, awesome.
Shout out to patrons.
Yes. Always.
Throw it
you
up.
Guys are awesome.
Jen's not here to tell us throw it up, so throw it up.
They the ones.
Yeah,
the
I mean, realists. We love you guys. I mean, I just,
we
I don't
appreciate
know.
You.
I don't really know what else to say at this point. Like,
bald.
You guys, you know, you guys are the best. Especially, you know, we really appreciate getting like either the messages or like those of you who know us like in person coming up just in person, being like, oh my god, you know,
it's fucking.
It's
great.
Always. It's just cool, man. It's just so cool. So thank you guys.
It's a lot of fun.
Catch you guys on the next one.
And again, don't forget, send in, it's what, dropdicemedia@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Send in who you think everyone in the cast's
team
Twilight
Edward, team
is.
Or instead of emailing us, you can just comment on the YouTube video.
YouTube
or the
like
Facebook
post. Just put it somewhere.
So let us
DM
know.
Us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because Kronk is fucking for sure not Team Jacob.
My whole thing is I do want to read.
Motherfuckers can keep to themselves.
I do feel like I need to pivot a little bit because it was pretty aggressive earlier. I was like, he's a pedophile. But he is.
He is.
Right?
I mean, they did say it wasn't romantic. He just felt like a protective instinct.
Oh, you're right. So he's not a pedophile. He's a groomer.
He's a
god.
You're not. That, I think, is a better term for it.
My thing is, though, my thing is, right, knowing that information, I feel like
the fans are going to tell us who the groomer is.
Okay, but also, is Edward not an actual pedophile being 117 and getting it on with, was she 18? When the first book started?
I don't know.
Because she was...
Not even, probably. She was in high school.
She was a junior in high school.
He's also a creep.
Yeah, I read those books long time ago. So the lore's a little...
Vampires and high schoolers are not...
Yeah.
I don't know why that's so popular, but it's fucking weird.
Well, they made... Stephanie Meyer made it popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was like...
It's creepy.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah, I'm not saying Edward's that much better, but I think he is better because
he did dump
his
girlfriend who didn't know how to survive in the woods and just left her there to die.
Mistakes were made. Mistakes were made.
I don't want to be on either team. I don't want to be anyone's team.
No team. What's the dad's name? Fuck.
Oh, Charlie. Yes.
Team Charlie.
Team Charlie is where it's at.
Charlie had it down right. Charlie was just a great guy.
He's just there and he's like, the fuck are you doing?
He's just a nice guy.
But all right.
Cared about his kid.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.